This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the second Almost Famous podcast this week, celebrating Claire Crawley's upcoming season, which debuts on Tuesday. We're happy to be with you. Double the dose this week. Hello, Ben.
What's going on, Ash? Hey, this is a huge week. On this episode, we have Tinley, Eric Bigger, and Luke Pell all talking about Claire's season. Obviously, all of us are getting very, very excited. As if you listened to the episode earlier this week, you knew we were confused because we've always thought there was two bachelorettes. But because right now we only know of one of them confirmed, this will be celebrating Claire's season until we know differently. Quick reminder, our episodes will be airing on Tuesday nights from here on out, because the show is airing on Tuesday nights, and we don't want to spoil anything for you. Ashley, big stance just a little bit over a week ago from The Bachelor leading up to Claire's season. Obviously, bullying, which was what we talked about on the last episode with our Facebook group, any type of hate-filled comments. Well, The Bachelor will now start blocking hateful and racist trolls from social media. This, according to Vulture.
Yeah, this is interesting. Of course, we don't want anyone saying the horrible, ruthless things that a lot of contestants on The Bachelor do get on social media. I wonder where they're going to draw the line, though. I guess that's just my only question. Like, does criticism get deleted? Or is just pure hatred get deleted? Because just like, where, if somebody is criticizing but not in a super malicious way, is that considered something to be deleted?
It's gonna be interesting. Kudos to The Bachelor. I mean, obviously 2020 has been a year of learning and growth and reflection and all of those things, and a lot of also really hard things for many people. But the learning piece of this has been something that I do see The Bachelor trying. And that's, you know, if you go back a few months ago when we started to broach this subject of what does The Bachelor need to do? What does this franchise need to do? They're trying. And I think that's something to be celebrated and something to be admired. But they will start blocking hate-filled and racist comments that, according to Vulture, once again. Well, hey, Ashley, we don't have any time to pause in this episode because it's action-packed. There's a ton to go through. And Tinley is on the line now.
Tinley Leopold, are you officially now going by your married name? Looks like you dropped Molzon everywhere.
I am. Legally, I am Leopold and Molzon. So it's a little confusing because I haven't made it to the DMV. The DMV is a little bit of the hard part, but Social Security on Instagram, I'm trying to be Tinley Leopold, but Instagram still won't let it change.
Oh, well, you guys know Tinley, 14th season of The Bachelor, on my season of Bachelor in Paradise 2. You are a total friend to the show. You're a regular. We appreciate you. And you just had a baby girl on, what was her birthday?
September
20th. And her name is Rel James. How is motherhood treating you? What's the past couple weeks been like?
So yesterday she officially turned 2 weeks old, which is just crazy that 2 weeks has flown by. We are adjusting very well. She's been a perfect little baby. She does really good at night. We get good stretches of sleep and she eats really well and is usually alert during the day, except for these little stretches of nap time. So I had a really hard pregnancy, and I feel like God has just kind of redeemed that with how precious and good she is right now. I know things can change, but we're doing pretty good 2 weeks in. I'm the only one with issues. They kept us in the hospital one extra day because I have some strange medical stuff going on that they don't even know. I feel great, but we're going to get down to those issues hopefully this week. So I'm the only one with problems.
As a girl who's terrified of delivery and plans to hopefully have to deliver one day, how did that go?
Well, my birth story I will share another time because it's a little bit long. I mean, it's 30-something hours. And I went natural for 29 hours. Mm-hmm. Cause that was my birth plan, was no medication, nothing. And to power through, and oh my goodness, it was, oh, sweet girl. It took a long time. It's a little too much to explain, but, after 29 hours, it was like, we needed to make room for something else. So we went ahead and I got the epidural, which I was good so bummed you. About, but I'm also grateful and also proud of myself and Taylor for the 29 hours that we went through. He was a rock. There was a lot of prayer. I played worship music. His mom is a retired doula. So we were over in her jacuzzi with, so nobody freaks out, with the temperature turned down. And we just labored for 29 hours and ended up in the hospital thinking she was coming in like an hour. And then maybe 8 more hours later or more than that, she finally came into the world. So we thought she was going to be born September 19th for sure. Especially since I went into labor on the 18th. So it just doesn't work like you imagine it for your first, especially is what I've heard. So. But she's here.
Where are we going to get this birth story?
Well, I will try to type it up or share it somehow eventually while it's still fresh. But Taylor remembers more of it than I do just because I was in a zone, which is really incredible that we're capable of doing so. So Ashley, you're going to be a champ no matter what. And the epidural, I was so afraid of that needle. Go ahead and do it if that's what you're...
I'm not afraid of the needle. I'm a daughter of an anesthesiologist, and I've been banking on the epidural since I was born.
There you go. Well, that's perfect because I will say it did make a difference once it was in. But yeah. And I'd be happy to share the full birth story, but I think it would be a long one. It might be too much for Ben's ears. Actually, no, Ben knows his anatomy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I learned a lot on this podcast. I learned a lot about this podcast, or just about everything from this podcast. I would like to pause here and say, Tinley, you aren't our only guest right now. Rel is in your arms as we watch you via Zoom. She is sleeping comfortably right now, and she is beautiful, like absolutely gorgeous. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What a cool deal. And when you do type this story up, please make sure to at least send us a message so we can share it through our channels, because I know that's something that most people will be interested in following up on.
All right. Perfect. I'd be happy to. It was quite a story. So I'm proud of it. She came into the world. She's healthy. She's good. Praise God.
That's right. That's right. Well, Tinley, we have to talk about Claire season coming up.
So
Claire is the Bachelorette, and we keep saying it, but I think it's important. As of right now, she's the only Bachelorette that we have been confirmed on. So as you look forward to Claire's season, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have been so excited for Claire since the day that they announced her. In fact, I think I had told Ashley, or I told you guys this before or something, but it was like a month before she was announced that I just had this feeling, and I had said it to Taylor, and he's had the privilege of meeting her once. And I was just like, I have this feeling that Claire, there was nothing about it. And when she was announced, I was just like, yes, this is so meant to be. So I'm kind of bummed and excited for the rumors, but I'm very, very excited to watch Claire just in her own element as the Bachelorette for as long as we get to see her as the Bachelorette, if rumors are true, and which I think they are. But I just think that she's going to be so solid. And Claire is that kind of, she's just a woman who knows what she wants. And I think we're going to see that. And I think that if the rumors are true, that is so Claire. Like, it to be able to go ahead and go for her heart's desire. And that's what it's about. So I can't wait to see it all unfold, and hopefully there's a really true love story, maybe two love stories that we get to watch coming up, and just hoping and cheering for her and just really excited to see her in action.
Tinley, if Claire does leave after a couple weeks, as rumors are saying, because she did find love so quickly and couldn't perhaps fake it with anyone else. How do you feel about that decision?
I think it's honestly, it's never been done before because, well, there's a lot at stake, but I think it's pretty realistic. So I'm really excited to see her just follow her heart. I'm not upset about it. I think it will be really interesting to see how it plays out for sure. But like I said, I think it's very clear to stick to her guns and go ahead mm-hmm. and be like, I can't fake this. I won't fake it. Mm-hmm. I'm out. And I've also had like a theory that maybe this was all something that was bound to happen. Or like that they kind of knew was going to happen. She said, hey, you'd feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't put it past them to be like, well, Claire, you've been announced as the Bachelorette. If you've fallen in love with somebody, we're going to go ahead and make it work. We're going to make a story out of it and then have whoever is next come in, perhaps Tayshia, and then her love story takes over. So I'm just really excited to see how it unfolds. But like I keep saying, it's just, I feel like it's very clear just to follow her heart and to not fake anything and not do anything for the cameras or for Instagram or anything, just be Claire. So that's what I'm thinking is going to happen or could have happened.
I have the same theory though.
You
and
do.
I'm not mad about it. Like I want to see if they tell us, hey, Claire's your Bachelorette and we get out there and we support her and then she falls in love in between there somehow, some way. I think it's great if they allow us to see it or allow us to get a glimpse of it. What I'm confused by is within the last few days, we started an episode earlier this week by talking about how Chris Harrison says it's 100% Claire season. And now we're hearing rumors that we don't hear Tayshia rumors. And so I think I'm just confused. But either way, we're going to get to see hopefully a love story play out. And that's something cool.
Yeah. But what does he mean by, like, they're showing us, you blew up the Bachelorette?
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I don't know.
He says that in the teaser.
Yeah. But again, that can always come back to the jumping the fence. Like, when's that going to happen? What's happening type of thing?
Well, mm-hmm. The fence jump lived up to the hype, in my opinion.
That is true.
That's right. Well, Tinley, again, congratulations.
Thanks.
We look forward to many nights of you and Rel and Ev Taylor watching the Bachelorette, celebrating Claire. Keep us updated. Just an awesome story. And I speak on everyone's behalf and say we're all celebrating you.
Yes.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Ashley.
And Tenley, I'm just going to throw the idea out there. If you and Taylor want to come on this podcast and do an in-depth of your relationship and your birth story, we would love that.
I would absolutely love to do an in-depth. It might be a little bit of pulling teeth for my slightly introverted husband. But I think that he would be really excited for me to get to share, or maybe he'll sit by me for a little bit of it, but would be honored.
I would love that.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be a really good way to just get to chat and catch up. But hey, Tinley, you're the best. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you both.
You too.
Good to see you.
Bye. See you later.
Ashley, let's talk a second about Sono Bello. I've got my mom's nose. Ashley, what kind of genetics do you get from both your parents?
Well, I have my grandmother's arms, and that's the body part that I hold some weight in that I would like to not hold weight in. And holding weight in those spots that you do, it's not your fault. It's family genetics. They can lock fat on your problem areas like your tummy, your thighs, muffin top, back fat. It keeps on going, the list, you know. It's your choice to starve yourself and hit the gym every day, or you could lose fat in a day at Sono Bello. What I love about Sono Bello is that it is advanced laser fat removal, and it's life-changing. In one visit, the fat that you've been fighting forever, gone permanently. You know Dr. Orden, the host of the TV show The Doctors, right? Well, Dr. Orden is a huge fan of advanced laser fat removal at Sono Bello. Just one visit in those problem areas like tummy fat, thighs, back fat, love handles, muffin tops, they're gone permanently. You think you've tried everything to lose the fat? You've never experienced advanced laser fat removal. You're worried that the fat is going to come back? Nope. One visit, fat is gone permanently. Advanced laser fat removal at Sono Bello is life-changing. Do this for yourself. Visit Sonobello, that is SONOBELLO.com/famous, to schedule a free consultation and get $250 off. And with convenient monthly payments using your Care Credit credit card, getting your shape back is super affordable. And it's convenient, but you need to hurry. Visit Sonobello.com/famous.
Our next guest is one time and the only time so far Winter Game alum. He spent time with Ashley and I in Vermont just a few short years ago when our lives looked a lot different. He was able to spend time with Claire on that season, get to know her as a person. But I also know he has some stuff of his own going on. Eric Bigger, welcome back to the Almost Famous podcast.
Man, it feels good. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm phenomenal, you know?
Amazing. So we're having a whole bunch of people on this week to celebrate Claire because her season premieres next week. You were not in the Bachelor Winter Games house long, but based on the couple days you did get to hang out with Claire, what was your impression?
Claire and I actually got into it. People don't know.
As I was saying those words, I was like, I think that there was something sort of monumental there.
Yeah. I actually like Claire. I think she's authentic. She's real. She's about her business. She says what she feels and thinks. And she's a Pisces, if I'm not mistaken. I think her birthday is March 20th. So I'm a Pisces. So actually, you're a Pisces as well, I believe. So I kind of know how we are. We're emotional.
Is she
we're sensitive.
Really? Why do I feel like she might be an Aries?
She's on a cusp. She's like first day. She's last day Pisces. Okay. So she's on a cusp. But I mean, she's solid. You know, I think she's a woman. That's what you call a woman right there.
Like, I agree.
She knows what she wants. She ain't for no BS. She ain't playing no games. And she here to claim her territory and what she needs. So Claire is just a genuine, good, real soul. That's how I would like to, you know, describe her.
But you got into an argument. So what was that about?
Yeah, so I was telling her, I said, why is your guard up so much? You got your guard up. What is that about? And I think it got to a point where she told me about, like, the past season she was on, if I'm not mistaken. And we talked about her dad for a moment. We had, like, a deep combo. It was like off like camera. Maybe they caught some of it, but it was like a deep, and then we kind of had like cleaned it up. It was cool. We just, I don't know. We had a moment, but I remember that day in Vermont, we were there by the fireplace and she was letting me have it. Like, I don't know the initial conversation or reaction, but I know it was something about her having her guard up, or maybe I had my guard up. I know it was something around those. I mean, this was what, 3 years ago? So it's been a while, but she's that was the conversation. And then
I think we all expect those honest, authentic moments to come from Claire as her season approaches. I don't think any of us are not thinking that if somebody says something that maybe she disagrees with or comes off, that she will not stand up and put her foot down. I think, and I, you know, we've said it many times, but I always have the theory that, you know, it doesn't matter if the bachelorette or bachelor is likable. Like, they can always be likable on TV. I think the mark of a really good bachelor or bachelorette is how they react to really difficult situations. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've always thought Claire is going to be terrific at this. Yeah. And I'm excited to watch it.
And I mean, she has experience. She's been through every damn near phase of the franchise, from the first show to Bachelor in Paradise. Did she go to Bachelor in Paradise? Maybe she did. Mm-hmm. Yep, Bachelor in Paradise. And then she did a bunch of games. She had, what's this guy? Benoit. Is it Benoit? Was it Benoit?
Yeah. Nice memory, buddy.
She had the engagement. Like, so she literally has been through damn near every emotion. Now it's time for her to get that crown and, you know, find her king and live happy after. So I think it's timing, you know, timing is everything. And it's her time, and I'm here, and we all are here to celebrate her and her love. So I can't wait. You know, the anticipation must be like intense based on everything else that's going on in the world and the plot twist. I call it the plot twist. But yeah, so it should be fun.
The plot twist of her season or the world?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Both. That's right. I just, but you know, this should be, it's going to get some eyes for sure. I know I'm watching. So, hey, October 12th, right?
13th.
13th. Okay. I'm a day off.
Tuesdays. Yeah, it's going to be on Tuesday this year, or this season, I guess, at least for the time speaking. Eric, before we let you go here, what have you been up to? What do you have going on that our listeners can catch up with?
Well, I just recently published a book, a workbook, called Transformation, Change Your Mindset, Change Your Energy, Change Your Life. Chris Randall and myself published the book together. We wrote it together over the pandemic, and it's on Amazon. We get it at Amazon, and the intentions is to help people get out of their own way and get a great understanding of who they are. So you have tools and you have exercises to do to become your best self and transform. It's miracle season. I've just been working on work. I got another book coming out, a quote book, probably the end of this year. So I'm just creating products and doing the best I can with what
Amazing.
I have. So, attitude is gratitude.
Well, I want to know about your attitude based on one of Chris Harrison's two quotes this week. He said that it's 100% Claire season. How do you feel about that if Tayshia does end up taking over at some point in the season?
Well, I don't really have no feelings towards that. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, I can't say it's not because I wasn't there to know the filming process or what's going on. Of course, that was the initial thing that it was Claire's season. We're going to represent her. And I'm pretty sure Tayshia will get some support as well. So I don't really even, the comment is so like general and vague, like 100% her season. I don't even know what that entails. What does that really mean? I would ask Chris Harrison, what are you really saying? Elaborate on that. Like, what context are you saying that? Because you can look at it so many different ways, but I always believe that it's easy to look at something one way and have a opinion or be entitled to feelings, but we don't really know what he's thinking when he said that. So I would have a follow-up question like, Chris, what does that actually mean? Is 100% her season? And what aspect are you saying? Because anyone can interpret it any type of way. But I don't think he's like not thinking about Tayshia. That's not who he is. So
no,
that's
not at all.
Not at all. So
we're more just curious. That quote is interesting because we've always thought Tayshia's coming on. We still think that. We just don't know how, when, where, and at what capacity. And we're pumped for this season because, honestly, Eric, when they said, hey, it's going to be in one location.
Yeah.
And they announced, like, I don't know, a million guys that were going to go on to her season at one point. We're like, we don't know what this is going to look like or how this is going to be good. And now we're convinced and everybody's super pumped about Claire's season of The Bachelorette, potentially Tayshia's. Who knows at this point? Eric, you're the man. Thanks for coming on. Good luck with these books. Keep writing, keep sharing, keep spreading positivity. Thanks for coming on the Almost Famous podcast once again. We'll be talking to you very soon.
Thanks for having me. You guys be phenomenal. Continue all this success because it's Almost Famous podcast.
Change your mindset, change your energy, change your life is on Amazon now.
Yeah, go get it. Transformation. Peace and love. Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, from one Winter Games star to another, we have Luke Pell on the line. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
We're good. It hasn't been long since we had you on the podcast. You were here recapping JoJo's season episode of The Goat season. But we want you here again, of course, because you are a friend of ours, a friend of our podcast. And you were with Claire on Winter Games with us. And she, you know, she was there for a long time. You were there for the entire time. And do you have any stories about Claire that didn't make air, but you think are worth sharing?
Claire. No, about any that didn't make air. I think most of those made air that I saw. But Yeah, I mean, the first thing that pops up is when, you know, her whole hot tub debacle with, what was his name? I'm blanking.
Oh, no. What was his name? Was it Christian?
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, so that's, at that point, that's when I was like, well, Claire, she's not going to take any funny business from anybody. She's pretty serious about this. So, yeah, she put him in his place. Either you're serious about it and, you know, or don't come at me with these weird games and stuff. So, and he was upset too, I think, but it was just funny. Claire was like, you know, she was so experienced. I guess, I don't know how many different Bachelor spinoffs that she's done, but
that was her fourth. So this is her fifth.
This will be her fifth
season. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, she's been experienced in that world and I guess the Paradise world as well, where, you know, there's guys and girls and kind of that house environment. And so, yeah, I mean, she was cool to hang out. That was my first time meeting her, was in that experience, and we're getting to know her. And, you know, I'm anxious to see where her season goes. And it looks like preliminarily that there's going to be some real drama. And so I'm excited for it.
Some real drama. And thanks for bringing up the jacuzzi drama. Oh, you were supposed to meet in the jacuzzi. Like, what was it? You were supposed to meet in the jacuzzi and you didn't come to the jacuzzi.
I was right there for that. Watching that whole thing go down. That whole show was an interesting experience, to be living in a house with a bunch of people having relationships that I didn't even know they were like mad at each other for probably 2 weeks of the time that they were mad at each other or dating or whatever it was.
Oh my gosh. There was cultural barriers, language barriers, and that was definitely a huge sociological experiment to be in that house. So I was glad you guys were there.
Do you guys remember how hard we cried when Yuki left?
Oh yeah.
She's the best.
We were so emotionally drained after that.
She was my favorite. That was the most fun of the whole experience, was just like hanging out with her, interacting with her. We cooked breakfast at one point, me and her. She showed me how to put sugar in some scrambled eggs. I never thought that would be good at all.
She was particularly into you two guys. She really clung on to you. It was adorable. I was like, yeah, Yuki, you got great taste.
I was already gone by the time Yuki left, so I didn't have to cry for her departure.
Oh, you were? I think she left like hours after you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's just a good human. Luke, obviously, it's not a secret. 2020 has been a year of changes and slowdowns and shutdowns and everything in between. You are a musician. You're an artist. How has your life been affected by everything over the last few months?
I'm sure much like a lot of us, you know, it's had varying degrees of impact, you know, and they've kind of gone through these cycles where, you know, at the very beginning, it was a lot of uncertainty and, you know, everything starts changing rapidly and everything starts getting locked down. And it kind of surprises you at certain times. You don't, the next week unfolds and then you're like, wow, this is a reality. You know, you have to come to terms with it. And so, you know, in Nashville, all of these folks in the entertainment world or anything having to do with that, you know, their lives have been impacted greatly. And, you know, some of these people, that was all that they were into as far as business, and their life was just consumed by being in the entertainment world, and that completely got shut down. So, you know, my heart goes out to those folks. And, luckily I had, you know, some other things going besides music. You know, I've got the moving company that I work with and some commercial real estate stuff that I'm into, but music, you know, is such a community, you know, gathering of bringing people together. And it's just been sad to see that just be kind of non-existent. People try to do it online and streaming and whatnot. It's been tough. So, I hear the groans for like the country music community. And I think a lot of the music community in general, they want to, engage with people whenever we safely can do that again. You know? And, they're literally looking forward to that time. So I know I am.
You just mentioned it, and it's been a question I have just out of curiosity. As a musician, if that was the only thing you have going on, and you're not able to tour, how how much of your income life is attributed to touring, or is there ways that these musicians are still making it? Is there ways that listeners can still support them? Is there anything that anybody can do, including musicians, to like get back up and going again?
Yeah, I mean, they've had to get creative, you know. I was with a buddy yesterday who's he was making a living off songwriting and making a living off playing shows. He was on American Idol several years ago, and then that was his thing. He moved down from Maryland or somewhere up northeast to be here in Nashville, and he's completely had to pivot and go back to working some other jobs in different industries and things like that to bridge the gap. And so that has been a very common story that I've heard of a lot of guys and gals here in Nashville that have had their careers kind of put on hold, at least for this year, and hopefully not too much longer than that. But yeah.
Luke, you told us that you were single the last time you were on the podcast. Have you tried the dating, the quarantine dating that's going on?
No, I haven't. I wanted time away to kind of just get myself right and think through what was happening and where my life is going. And I'm at that point where, talk to my parents about, seasons of life that they're in and where I'm at. It's one of those things. I'm looking for that next season of life where I can, have kids and have a family and not be in a perpetual cycle of being single and just living from trip to trip and weekend to weekend and those type of things that can kind of happen if you get in towns like Nashville or LA or New York, where it's all about the vibe and what the cool kids are doing and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm very much looking forward to that next season, but I have not dated anybody else. I did, my ex and I, we talked some through the summer and we spent some time together to try to, just come to peace and come to terms, I guess, of where we were ending off and what our path forward would be and if there was a chance that we could get back together and those type of things. And at the end of the day, we loved each other so much and wanted to support each other as people and wanted the best. So that's kind of been it. It's just been a very slow summer of trying to have quality relationships with everyone in my circle, and refocus on what the future may hold. And I think that's been the silver lining for this different year that's been forced upon us, is it the time to kind of reflect and say, what's the purpose in your own life? Where are you at on that mountain of life that we're all climbing, and where do you want to go from here? And so I think that's what it's been for me this summer. And I've had time to kick back and go to the lake and make new friends and get a new circle and give back to the community and do things like that really matter. And so that's been my focus this year.
Well, it's a great time for that. We just talked about earlier, the reflection piece of this time has been important. Now, obviously at a different level, but same sentiment is we will now have some time to kind of deflect and take our minds off of it, watching Claire's season of The Bachelorette that I know we're all excited to watch. Luke, we're wishing the best. Keep coming on the podcast. Keep catching up. Last question for you, just because I am intrigued. Are you going to get back to music once this thing passes and you can get back out there?
I definitely will get back to music when this is all over. It's something that I love and I'm passionate about. And so I absolutely continue doing that and writing songs and creating music and hopefully putting some out for other people to hear and enjoy. And it's just something I really love and will always do. So, yeah.
You're the man, Luke. Hey, Luke Pell, everybody. Thanks for coming on the Almost Famous podcast. We'll be talking to you very soon. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it. Y'all have a great day.
Bye, Luke. You too. Well, we have spoken to a lot of people about Claire. You guys, if you think we're missing somebody that would have a lot of experience living in the same house with Claire, let us know who we're missing, and we will try to get them on. But until
next week when we are recapping The Bachelor, we have one more thing we should probably do. We should go through these guys again, Ben, because they announced the list of men that will officially, the final list, because we did go through a ton of them, 42 of them a couple months ago, and now the 31 that will actually be appearing on this season were now announced. Now, I don't know if we should go like picture by picture, but should we pick like our top three again? Because did you know that my top one, the one I thought she was going to end up with, didn't even make the cut? He was never filmed.
That's wild. Yeah, that is true. Okay. So I'm going to just run through the names very quick.
Okay.
Just so people know now the final list, they can confirm the final list. And then we'll pick our top three, which we do every year. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
AJ, 28, a software salesman from Playa del Rey, California. Ben, 29, an Army Ranger veteran from Venice, California. Bennett, 36, a wealth management consultant from New York City, New York. Blake Monar, 31, a male grooming specialist from Phoenix, Arizona.
A male grooming specialist. Is that a barber?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's probably the Bachelor's wild twist on a barber. Blake Moines, 29, a wildlife manager from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Brandon, 28, a real estate agent from Cleveland, Ohio. Brendan, 30, a commercial roofer from Milford, Massachusetts. Chasen, 31, an IT account executive from San Diego, California. Chris, 27, a landscape design salesman from Salt Lake City, Utah. Dale, 31, a former pro football receiver from Brandon, South Dakota. Damar, 26, a spin cycling instructor from Scottsdale, Arizona. Easy, 29, a sports marketing agent from Newport Beach, California. Ed, 36, a healthcare salesman from Miami, Florida. Ashley, you want to take it from there?
Yes, I do. We got a Garnon. He's 34. He's a professional. He's a professor of journalism from North Hollywood, California. Ivan, 28, a aeronautical engineer from Dallas, Texas. Jason, 31, is a former pro football lineman from Arlington, Virginia. Jay is 30, a fitness director from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We got Jeremy, he's 40, and he's a banker from Washington, D.C. Joe, he's 36, he's an anesthesiologist from New York, New York. Then we got Jordan C., 26, he's a software account executive from New York, New York. Then we got Jordan M., 30-year-old, a cybersecurity engineer from Santa Monica, California. Kenny is 39, a boy band manager from Chicago, Illinois. How freaking amazing is that? Mike, 38, a digital media advisor from Calgary, Canada. Then we got Paige, 37, a chef from Austin, Texas. Riley, 30, an attorney from Long Island. Robbie, 31, an insurance salesman from Tampa Bay. Tyler C., you guys, we got another Tyler C. on our hands, and he is 27. He's a lawyer from Morgantown, West Virginia. Tyler S., oh, two Tylers again this year, 36 years old, a music manager from Georgetown, Texas. Yosef is a 30-year-old medical device salesman from Daphne, Alabama. Zach, and then we got two Zachs to finish out the list. Zach C., who is a 36-year-old, an addiction specialist from Haddonfield, New Jersey. And Zach J., a 37-year-old, who is a cleaning service owner from St. George, Utah. These guys are definitely of a better age range than the first group. Do you remember how many like 26 and 27-year-olds there was in the first group?
Yeah, so there's my question for you. Do you know, Ashley, can you answer this question? I knew there was rumors they were recasting. We broke down her season months ago when they first announced the group. Are there any guys on this list that made it that we weren't even on that original list?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know that I have the answer for you for that.
Something to look into.
I'd have to compare.
Yeah.
But it's a very diverse group. It's good. There's some older than Claire. There's some younger than Claire. We have a lot of different backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds here as well. So You guys, Claire's season, the whole cast is out there. You can go look at their pictures, pick who you think is going to be in the lead. I'm going to go right now with Paige, a 37-year-old chef from Austin, Texas. Maybe Jeremy, the 40-year-old banker from D.C. And I'm going to keep it at that. Ben?
Just two.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm going to go with two. For Claire, you know, this is us not talking about Tayshia, because I would have different picks for Tayshia. Oh, actually, I'm going to add Bennett in. Bennett is the 36-year-old wealth management consultant from New York. That's for Claire.
I'm going to go Mike, a digital media advisor from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'm going to go Jeremy, a banker from Washington, District of Columbia. And I'm going to throw someone out there that I think can make it happen. Ivan, an aeronautical engineer from Dallas, Texas.
All right. Sweet picks. I truly went on age and profession there. But I also know that Claire, she likes a guy younger than her too. So these 26-year-olds can definitely stand a chance.
I know nothing about these guys. Nothing at all.
We don't know much. We're flying on the seat of our pants, guys.
Hey, Ashley, this is great. It's going to be a terrific season. We are counting down the days at this point. Our next episode will be breaking down Claire's season of The Bachelorette. We're going to be in season at that point for the first time in, geez, months. And we could not be more excited for it. Everybody out there listening, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at @almost_famous_podcast. Yes, that's @almost_famous_podcast. We'll be updating you as the season goes with hints, clues, content, background information, and hopefully some more of Ashley, because that always makes the fans happy. Ashley, look forward to talking to you next week. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Thanks for listening to us so much this week, you guys. It's really, really special of you. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.